A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Say this to Aaron and his sons. This is how you are to bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, 'May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord uncover his face to you and bring you peace.' This is how they are to call down my name on the sons of Israel, and I will bless them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The response to the psalm is, "O God, be gracious and bless us."
O God, be gracious and bless us.
God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. O God, be gracious and bless us. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. O God, be gracious and bless us. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him.
O God, be gracious and bless us.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. When the appointed time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born a subject of the law, to redeem the subjects of the law and to enable us to be adopted as sons. The proof that you are sons is that God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit that cries, "Abba, Father." And it is this that makes you a son. You are not a slave anymore. And if God has made you son, then he has made you heir. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The shepherds hurried away to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw the child, they repeated what had been told to him, and everyone who heard it was astonished at what the shepherds had to say. As far as Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was exactly as they had been told. When the eighth day came and the child was to be circumcised, they gave him the name Jesus, the name the angel had given him before his conception. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As for Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. John in his Gospel speaks of Mary simply as the mother of Jesus. St. Paul, in today's second reading, says even less. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman. Mary's name is not even mentioned. But in today's feast, however, Mary is called Mother of God, and not just Mother of Jesus. Mary is somebody who, through the whole of Christ's life, gets very few mentions. We're told that she pondered many things in her heart. Was not in the know. And the highlight of her relationship, wherever Jesus was, there was Mary. Always in the shadows, always in the background. Until at the end, at the foot of the cross, she's given that great title by her dying son. Mother, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. And it is in those days, in those final words, that Mary is given her real recognition that she is our mother, our special one. And today is a day that's dedicated to Mary as to be our protector and to be with us all the days of our life. Today is a very special day in that it is a day when we're very much brought to into our own sense of being, how vulnerable we are, how out of control we are with our own destiny, that we're very frail and human beings. Life is fragile. We're asked to handle with prayer. And so it's very fitting that on this, the first day of the new year of 2023, that it's dedicated to Mary, with that in the background of Christ giving us his mother to be our mother too. How many times in our lives do we look at our watch to check the time? Sometimes we look at a clock. Sometimes we'll ask people the time. Our lives are marked at time and moments of time. Some of them happy, some sad. Happy anniversaries, birthdays, memories, people. And when we think of people, we're brought back into that world of time and occasions and places. They're stepping points that never go away, that they bring past and present together in our lives. And New Year's Day is a special time too, a special day when we go back and we go forward at the same time, and we become very aware of our own vulnerability. Our hands are in the hands of God. And today we're asked, as Mary did, to place her hand in the hand of God and pray that we have the courage and the faith that we take, that he takes us where he wants to take us, maybe places where we would rather not be ourselves. And today, as we look into the future, it's a day that we do with trust and believe that he knows what he is about. He knows where he is taking us, and that we are safe in his presence. And so we dedicate our year another year of our lives. Every year, my father, you say the same thing. Gumerimidh pio aranam shaharish. And that meant that we would be still alive this time next year. We place our hands in the hands of God, knowing that it is the hand of safety. Ring out the old, ring in the new. Ring happy bells across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true. Ring out the grief that saps the mind. For those that here we see no more. Ring in the common love of good. Ring out the old shapes of foul disease. Ring out the narrowing lust of gold. Ring out the thousand wars of old. Ring in the thousand years of peace. Ring in the valiant man and free. The larger heart, the kinder hand. Ring out the darkness of the land. Ring in the Christ that is to be.